Shark Chat Freestyle for August 30th, 2016. Dog days of podcasting. We are almost there. Hold on. Hello, doggies. I don't think I've done a car cast for you yet this year. I am just returning from... I'm just returning from Salt Lake City, Utah, where I did my speaking engagement, and oh, what a day of travel. Woohoo! These are the ones we live for. Up at 3 a.m., quick shower and shave. Get to the airport by 4, so I can make my 5:30 flight, or 6 a.m. flight, 6 a.m. flight. And it was, we got on board the plane, and sat there, and sat there, and sat there. And finally the pilot comes on at about 20 minutes after. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're having some equipment delays. The mechanics are working on it. We should be on our way in 15 minutes. And 15 minutes comes and goes, and 20 minutes comes and goes, and 6:45, he says, "We're still experiencing delays. Thank you for your patience. We should be another 15 minutes. So this goes on until about 6:50. And he says, "We're either going to get you out of here in 5 minutes, or there's another flight to Salt Lake City just across the..." Hang on, I got to get my ticket and pay to get out of here. And I always get turned around which end of this airport I'm on. Okay. This is the side that goes out to... the 202 and 143. Not where I want to go. Okay. Let's see if this person in the booth is going to be kind to me. Pay my little parking ticket for the day. Hi. And get you the right credit card. Thank you, ma'am. There we go. Yes, please. Gotta get a receipt. It's a business trip. Thank you, you too. Alright, back to the story. You know, the more every time I'm here, I learn something new about this airport. Last time it was park on the end with the C elevator, because the elevators correspond to the gates. So on Terminal 4, there are 4 elevators. A and D are on one end, B and C are on the other. Unfortunately, when you enter the parking ramp, you are closer to A and D. The good news is, the flights in the morning usually leave from D. The bad news is, when you get home at night and your car is on the D end, the AD end, the D gate is closed, so you have to walk through the terminals all the way down to... Dude's stepping on his brakes right in front of me. All the way down to C to turn around and come back to D, which isn't any fun. So, this morning, I learned to park on the C end. Left from D, came back, and my car was nice and close. So, it paid off this time. Anyway, he says, "We're either going to get you off of this or take off in 5 minutes, or get you on another plane that's taking off for Salt Lake City right across at gate D2. Well, we were at D3, so we just had to cross the hall. Unfortunately, there are only about 30 or 40 seats left. Fortunately, I was in about row 4 in the middle. No, I'm sorry, I had an aisle. I had to ride in the middle all the way to Salt Lake City. I did get a seat. But now we're an hour and a half behind. I'm supposed to present at 10:45. My original ETA was 8:30. So I'm thinking, 10? We get this plane off the ground at 7:45. Doing the mental math, plus you're losing an hour going into mountain time zone. Doing the mental math, thinking, I'm going to get there after I'm supposed to start. Well, just before we left the first plane, one of my coworkers comes up to me from out of nowhere and he says, "Chuck," I have no idea who this man is. Are you speaking at the Utah Snug meeting today? Snug is short for ServiceNow User Group. I said, yeah, but we're going to be a little late. He says, I've already let them know. They're rearranging the schedule. Cool. So thank goodness somebody had contact information that I did not. He said, I'm renting a vehicle if you want a ride. I said, I'll take a ride. So we get off the airplane. We landed at about 10:40-ish. Stay in your lane, please. Thank you. We land. We get to the national car rental counter, and the line's a mile long. It's clearly going to be 15 or 20 minutes before he even sees. Say, well, maybe we can get one from Emerald. They're sister companies. They got a short line. The guy at the Emerald counter says, do you have a receipt? Because you got to stand in line inside before you come out here to the line outside. Oh, man. So my coworker Brett says, why don't you catch a cab and tell him I'm coming? So I hailed an Uber, got to the meeting. Everybody was very receptive. There were some speakers talking about asset management. Not the most exciting topic, but hey, this is what the customers like to hear about our product. And I arrived about 10 minutes before lunch started. They had a couple of food trucks out there, which was nice. Pizza and salad for lunch, not too much, because the belt is feeling tighter these days. I gotta squish into my tuxedo at Dragon Con, and I'm sure there will be some drinking to offset that cause. And then there was some confusion whether I was speaking at 12:30 or 1:30. And I heard 1:30, but the timekeeper guy was saying 12:30, but we straightened it out with Kim, the girl who was setting up the whole agenda, and she said, nope, he's at 1:30. So I presented at 1:30, did this pretty much the same shtick I did last week in Santa Clara on Tuesday and Denver on Wednesday, and it went over pretty well. Everybody was happy. Had some sideline discussions afterwards. Couldn't stick around for very long because ever since last night, I was getting these notifications that your flight from Salt Lake City to Las Vegas, oh yeah, I had to make a layover in Las Vegas on the way home. Your flight from Salt Lake City to Las Vegas is delayed. It's not going to be leaving at 6:05. Oh my goodness, we got a bit of a traffic jam. People are trying to get on the 202. I wish I could have snuck over four lanes and got in the express lane. But hey, it's Phoenix, it's rush hour, and I got you to talk to. Well, all through the day I'm getting these delays. It's not 6:05, it's 6:20. It's not 6:05, it's 6:30. And it kept getting worse and worse. Finally, I got one that said, it's 8:30. And I said, well, you just walked all over my layover in Las Vegas. I find out from some of my coworkers, I said, are you going to Phoenix today? I said, yeah. I said, what flight are you on? I said, the 6:05/8:30, but I got to go through Vegas. He said, why don't you jump on the 4:50 with us? There's a, I thought, what usually happens at these user group meetings is there's some sort of dinner, happy hour afterwards, not realizing that I'm in Mormon country and that's probably not going to happen. So I, during lunch, I called Southwest and said, can I get on that 4:50 flight? He said, you certainly can. So I'm home several hours, probably 4 hours earlier than I should have been. And feeling pretty good, even though I got up at 3 a.m. Got a direct flight home. The car was nice and close to where I wanted to be at the end of the day. And conference went well. Now, I get to do this all over again after Dragon Con on the 8th. I'll be heading out the night before going to Minneapolis. Do the same shtick. There was a chance that I could go to the Wisconsin Snug the day before in Milwaukee, actually Wauwatosa. I thought, oh, that'd be cool. Then I can get to see some coworkers and friends that I left behind. And that
So I called my boss today. He said, I want to talk about this customer. And I said, what's up with the Wisconsin snug? Do we need to be there? Because we're not on the agenda. And if we're not on the agenda, we generally don't go. And he said, no, we got it taken care of. Okay, that's cool. So I'm still going to Minnesota, leaving in the evening of the 7th, be back the evening of the 8th. That's going to be a long trip. I'm trying to squeeze in. I've got Arizona on the 15th, and my medical procedure was moved from the 12th. I think I told you I got a second opinion and I moved that. Yeah. So yesterday I canceled the other doctor. I said, I got a second opinion and I'm going with that doctor. They didn't put up much fuss. I thought that was easy. Jeez. I forgot to call my cardiologist and my GP. Darn it. I gotta let them know what's going on. Okay, put that on tomorrow's to-do list. Got the procedure moved to the 22nd. Unfortunately, it's also unfortunate that's rush hour. I can't jump in the HOV lane. Rats, rats, rats. That's what they call the carpool lane in Phoenix. HOV, high occupancy vehicle. And I'm just glancing. A lot of these people are not multi-tenancy. Okay, well, I'm not going to be the guy in the little red sports car that gets pulled over for driving illegally in the HOV lane. I'm going to take my lumps. Unfortunately, Thursday the 22nd is also when Craig and Dave Slusher and I were going to do our next video. But I'm not producing any content. I would just be driving the video, and there's somebody else who can do that. So, per my health, I'm going to do that. What I'm trying to do is leverage that extra week and get deliver this same presentation in San Francisco's done. In Hillsboro, Oregon, which is right outside Portland, and Seattle on the 20th and 21st. Now that would get me back in town late the 21st, and I got to be checked into the hospital at 5:30 a.m. So I'm kind of rolling the dice on that one. Whether I wanted to do a double header in the Pacific Northwest, and you know, I'm not gonna be working for the next day or two anyway, so I could always use the sleep, right? That's after Dragon Con. We got to get through Dragon Con. Tomorrow I am going to put in a full day of work. I got a customer call, and then it is vacation time. But I have a number of things I still need to do, like get cash, cut a check for Craig. Oh, speaking of Craig, the business cards arrived again. So we now have 1,000 Technorama business cards. And wouldn't you know it, I was watching a TV show and I saw the perfect design for what I should have done. But hey, I got 500 business cards free, basically. So I am going to pack an entire box for Craig. That should be a lifetime supply. If we ever run out, I'm going to keep a mental image of the design that I should have done for the next time. Because the last batch of Technorama cards lasted me about 8 years? 10 years? No, not 10, because I had the first original Chuck Chat cards. But we will have plenty to spread around and see if we can get some interviews and see what happens. So I am going to leave you there. Thank you very much. I am stuck in traffic and I will be home in probably 25 minutes or so. Have a good day. I will talk to you later. Chuckchat.com. Oh, by the way, hang on. Stop that for a sec. Stop the music. Just wanted to remind you that I listened to Michael and David do Mad at Dad this past Monday, and Craig and I also do it. This is not my regular podcast, as I mentioned. This is the Dog Days of Podcast. If you are interested, if you have the geek nerve in your body, which I assume most of us do, Craig and I do a show called Technorama. You know, this is starting to sound really familiar. Sunday nights, 9:30 Eastern, live stream. We put a message out on Facebook. We put a message out on Twitter. But I do like Dave's idea of setting up an event and inviting people and see if that maybe makes more of a commitment, a hook. I'm going to try doing that. Obviously, we're not going to be doing one on this weekend because we will be at the Parsec Awards. And after that, what would that be? The 11th, I think? We'll talk to you then. So, chuckchat.com/technorama. We have a live webcam and chat room there as well. Talk to you later. You can find out all the Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Adios, amiibos.